On Friday the 2nd of December, Right to the City Brisbane planned Right to the Street, a protest for the right to public assembly. The occupation of Russell Street and West End was set to happen at 6 p.m. yesterday to defend the right to protest that was revoked during the Bjelke-Petersen era of state national government in Queensland. On December 1st, the West End Police lodged an application with the Magistrates Court to impose their conditions and not being able to use the roadway. The matter was held in the Magistrates Court at 3 p.m. yesterday, and the court ruled that Right to the City Brisbane should have sought a council permit to close the road, which cost $258. I spoke to Natalie and Taylor from Right to the City about the court case, as well as the work of Right to the City Brisbane.
Okay, so Right to the City is an idea basically founded on two things. It's the idea that all people, all inhabitants of a city, have a right to access the features, infrastructure of that city. So the right to access the centre, the right to access, you know, vital services, as well as the physical spaces and locations of the city. And that all people, all inhabitants should have equal, equitable access to those things rather than making some things highly commodified or expensive or exclusive. It should not be on a basis of right to pay. It should be on a basis of your inhabitation. That's where that right is derived from. The second right is a really fun one. It's about the idea of appropriation. So the right to the city suggests that as inhabitants of the city, we have the right to appropriate space, to use it, to make it fit our needs, to make it suit us, so that it shouldn't be down to, I guess, the big end of town, to developers, to people who have lots of power, lots of money, lots of capital, lots of land, to determine how our cities are made and shaped. It should actually be something we do together, collaboratively, democratically. The right to the city is a collective right. It's not something we can go out and do on our own. So it's not about your individual right, your individual backyard. It's about how we build something together and how we make a city that suits all of us. And we can only do that collaboratively. And Right to the City Brisbane is about taking this big philosophy and trying to apply it to what's happening in our own local context. And we're battling up against local legislation, statewide legislation, as we try and figure out how we can start to exercise this right. So we've been organising, I guess, mainly since the start of 2016, so we're still really new, still figuring it out, but we're a non-hierarchical organisation. Our meetings are open, anyone who's interested can come along and join in. No official memberships, open to all ideas that are broadly fit around that idea of how we can make space more accessible, more just, more sustainable, and more equitable.
Why are these rights so important to Brisbane residents?
I think they're important for all residents across the world. But I think in Brisbane we've got a moment that's happening right now, which is where people are getting increasingly frustrated with kind of poor quality development, development and planning that's being done without a great deal of public consultation or input. People are feeling really alienated from that process. And so I think what we've kind of seized upon is this general feeling of malaise and frankly, impatience and being kind of pissed off with what's happening. And we're, you know, trying to articulate why that's happening. And it's because we're denied these rights. We don't really have a right to the city as it currently stands in Brisbane. So we're trying to make that by working together.
We started two weekends ago. We organised under the Peaceful Assembly Act, we put in a notice of intention to hold a peaceful assembly just here on Russell Street.
Yeah, I think it's happening
for a while. So to block off the road for 4 hours, and we're going to have a protest party to reclaim the space. We put in the notice, and because of the history of police abusing their power in the state, the 1992 Peaceful Assembly Act is quite clear on this. It's taken the assembly, assuming you've put it in correctly, and we used their form, so it was correct. Then it's taken to be approved if A, the police, you sign an agreement with the police, or B, you've given more than 5 days' notice, and the police haven't got a court order against you. So a key reform was to take the power of approving away from the government and from the police and give it to what is theoretically a more impartial branch, the judicial branch. So 2 weekends ago, we didn't agree with the conditions imposed, which was to pay a fee to close the road or to just use the sidewalk, and they didn't take us to court. So we took that to mean that we had an approved assembly under the Act. So we came here on Saturday planning to have our peaceful assembly. They disagreed that it was an approved assembly, said that the police had to approve it. And then when we went to exercise our right to have our peaceful assembly, they arrested about 10 of us and charged us with traffic violations, which is reminiscent of what happened in the Bjelke-Petersen era and the right to march. So that's the kind of context of what happened that weekend. So that is all going through court, and we believe all of the charges will be overturned.
You're listening to Brisbane Line on 4ZZZ. I'm currently speaking with Taylor from Right to the City about a protest that was planned in West End yesterday.
We had a discussion in our group and realised that there's kind of two elements. There's your legal rights, which are abstract kind of rights that exist on paper, and it will take 6 months or more for that court case to go through. But then there are also physical rights and what happens on the ground. And so we made a decision as a group that we would need to challenge not just the courts, but we would need to kind of show that we weren't intimidated by what happened, and then organise another peaceful assembly, which is what was supposed to happen tonight. So we put in the notice for that 10 days or so ago, had a negotiation with the police. That came to a stalemate pretty fast. So then they took us to the Magistrates Court to try and deny our notice of intention to assemble. And their main argument was that it was... There was a couple of arguments, and the main one was on public safety grounds. And they used examples like, what if you wanted to block off the Story Bridge? and in the meeting, they'd, what if you wanted to block off the Pacific Motorway? Which we think are ridiculous, because this is a tiny little side street in a suburb, in a city suburb, yeah, but it's rarely used. And actually, when you looked at the video that they provide us, there was almost double the number of pedestrians that crossed the street than cars that went through it. So it seems that, and if, just looking at it now, it is quite dangerous to cross as a pedestrian. So we believe it would be safer, actually, to have it blocked off, which is one of the reasons we started this whole process in the first place. But basically, the in court, they argued that it wasn't a safe assembly because we hadn't organised traffic. We hadn't paid for a traffic management company to come in and block off the road and do a traffic management plan and all of those sort of things. And our argument was that the Act is quite clear that the purpose of the Act is to allow you to assemble in a public space for free, because if you start putting charges onto the right to assemble, then you effectively have privatised protesting, and only those with enough money to be able to pay for a permit are able to then protest. So what the magistrate found was that there was a distinction between the right to peaceful assembly, which was free, and the right to close off a road, which was slightly different in their opinion, and you could have the right to peaceful assembly for free but still have the to pay to get the road closure. The magistrate also recognised that that effectively made a cost incurred to exercise your right to peaceful assembly, but didn't seem too fussed about that.
What Taylor is talking about here is the Peaceful Assembly Act of 1992. Under Section 10, a public assembly is taken to have been approved if the assembly notice was given not less than 5 business days before the day on which the assembly is held, and a magistrate's court has not made an order under Section 12 refusing to authorise the holding of the assembly.
And so within that legislation, another section, it exempts participants in a peaceful assembly from a number of laws, and including the traffic laws, so placing an object on a road or a number of things around that. So basically we believe that under that section 10.1b we had an approved an authorised public assembly, which makes us all immune to the charges that we were given.
The group of interested protesters still met to discuss their options in terms of protesting yesterday evening. Whilst the occupation did not go ahead as planned, the group decided that it is not illegal to cross the road, and with so many police personnel around the area, the group decided to cross the road back and forth rather slowly in front of disgruntled drivers. Right to the City Brisbane are currently planning further protests for the right of public assembly. Lucy Chavinsky for 4ZZZ.